Leon's cold.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Howdy, Sam. Hello, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Leon. What you doing? How's it going?
Well, not too good. I got a real bad cold. Just feels terrible.
Well, now, we sure do appreciate your coming over here, Leon, so we can catch it, too.
Well, have you been to the doctor, Leon?
Yeah, I went the other day. Wonder why a doctor has to weigh you. You know when a nurse calls you back there, they put you on them scales, and they put that long strap, that air gauge on your arm. I don't see what that's got to do with my flu.
Well, they do that to see if something else might be wrong with you.
Well, they didn't have to look. I knowed what was wrong.
No, they're checking to see if something else may be wrong.
Something else. When I feel bad as I did then, I just assume they look for something else later.
Well, now, did they help you, Leon? You feel any better?
Well, some. He gave me this bottle of red stuff. I had to take it by pouring it in a spoon. I sure hate to take medicine with a spoon. And besides, it's ruining my clothes something terrible.
Ruining your clothes? How in the world is it ruining your clothes?
Well, the instruction said to take it 3 days of running and then skip a day. And
3 days running, then skip a day? That's weird. It's too cold outside. Looks like the cold air would make your flu worse.
Oh, me.
Now, Leon, I bet you're supposed to stay in the house and just run in place. I'd wear an apron, too, if I was you.
I sure do hope you get to feeling better, Leon.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jett, but Mama feels worse than I do. We had to get the doctor to come to the house for her. She's just too sick to get up.
You mean a doctor actually come to your house? I didn't know they'd do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, Doc Pritchard will for us. He'd been doctoring my folks since before the big war. Mom told him she's having chills, and he asked her if they was bad enough to make her teeth chatter. She told Doc Pritchard he could check. They was in glass over on the dresser.
What was they chattering, Leon?
I don't remember.
Well, I'll tell you, you better take your mama into a doctor's office where she can see some new magazine and get some new jokes.